Hello, this is Paige Estrotori with Financial Services Online. It's another interesting Sunday in the Australian financial world this December 22nd, 2024, and I'm here to bring you your daily news wrap. We start with Nissan, as rumors of a potential merger with Honda set Nissan's stock racing to a 22% increase. Despite Honda shares experiencing a minor dip, the speculated merger and formation of a joint holding company, potentially incorporating Mitsubishi Motors, has sent waves across the industry. These whispers, although unconfirmed by Nissan, speak to larger industry trends, alliances built for the sake of strategic advantages. This possible trifecta between Nissan, Honda, and Mitsubishi might just rewrite the rules of the game. However, they have giants Toyota and Volkswagen to contend with. Watch this space as we stay tuned to future developments. Moving on to superannuation, the Australian government has its sight on wealthy super accounts. In response to the projected $55 billion cost to the Commonwealth, Treasurer Jim Chalmers aims to adjust tax concessions for these high-value accounts. This step is an attempt to balance public spending and a decrease in mineral revenues, thus highlighting the innovative fiscal strategies the government may need to employ. The proposed changes might impact multinational corporations as well as individual accounts. As we trace the pulse of these decisions, remember the wider economic goals they hold for us as citizens. Landing next in Melbourne, ANZ is working to soothe shareholder concerns over executive pay. The bank finds itself in hot water following a bond trading scandal, resulting in over 38% of shareholders rejecting the compensation plans. What sparked this were allegations of market manipulation in the sale of $14 billion in government bonds. Although ANZ denies any wrongdoing, they are subject to severe scrutiny, leading to increased risk management conditions. This incident underscores the importance of transparency, accountability, and responsive leadership in maintaining trust and faith in our financial institutions. Lastly, let's delve into insurance. The Insurance Council of Australia, or ICA, is strategically tackling flood response recommendations. From a whopping 101 suggestions post the devastating 2022 floods, the panel review released today aims for a phased, detailed, and beneficial response. It's heartening to see the focus on customer welfare, competitiveness, and innovation in these times of difficulty. As the industry gravitates towards resilience and learns from past challenges, stay with us as we follow this journey. That's the wrap for today's financial news. For more updates from across Australia's finance, insurance, and money management sectors, visit financialservicesonline.com.au. This is Paige Estrotori, signing off.